Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end.
Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in Africa. The Ebola outbreak, reported by the Financial Times, now sweeps together with the jihadi outbreak in DR Congo and in West Africa, Mali, Niger, Burkina Faso, northern Nigeria, and in East Africa, Somalia, Uganda, Sudan, possibly. These two monsters, creatures, work together or apart, it doesn't matter. The Ebola outbreak is hot. They do not believe anywhere near the total of afflicted they've found yet. More than 300 dead, many wounded, ill. Ebola is as scary as it always has been, but combined with the jihadis who are moving very quickly across a vast landscape, it means we're watching something spread purposefully or unpurposefully. It doesn't really matter. Our friend Caleb Weiss is in Africa. We're going to try to contact him this week and see what the mood is among the NGOs who are working with the authorities to quell the jihadis. At the same time, the Russians are there guarding the gold mines of Niger, and the Chinese are there working the gold mines of Niger and other former governments. Africa is a challenge, like another galaxy. All the problems together, and in between the people ill cared for, not even acknowledged by the governments that fall and rise without any reason. Colonialism, I think, is an adequate explanation for the beginning of the problem, but after that, I don't know Africa. I depend on others to help me. I've reported with Bill Raggio tonight. We're looking for Caleb later. Then a conversation with Jonathan Saya of FDD about how the people of Iran are dealing with the drawn-out conflict. The IRGC is a state within a state. It doesn't consult the people of Iran. Jonathan acknowledges that the people of Iran have to take control of their own country. They can't depend on the outside. I think that's wise and at the same time extremely risky. Edmund Fitton Brown joins me tonight to talk about the conflict between Iran and Israel using surrogates to battle, such as the Hezbollah. Iran is going to make a demand for peace in the Middle East, that is, opening the Strait of Hormuz, that includes promising or guaranteeing or in some fashion preventing Israel from defending itself from the Hezbollah provocations along the northern frontiers. Highly unlikely. At the same time, the U.S. cannot leave Iran without adequately satisfying the demand for the suspect nuclear weapons program and opening the Strait of Hormuz. In other words, as I listened to Eden, we've got a series of negatives that are hard to imagine being reversed anytime soon. But remember, the GDP gets marked down at the end of summer or near two by the OECD. They can't do anything about it. The shortage of gasoline products and natural gas products and fertilizer and other essentials, ingredients for sophisticated conduct of economies, are missing in action and will remain that until the Strait of Hormuz opens and guarantees that it's open. Conversation with John Hardy about Russia opening a military academy for young officers at Chelyabinsk. Many were closed over the last 20 years. Now they're reopening them. Is this mobilization? No, but it is preparing, as John said, for an army of the future after Ukraine. My colleagues Ernesto Arruja and Alejandro Pina Esclusa commenting on the election in Peru, which is too close to call, with overseas votes yet to come in. The election in Colombia, where Petro is threatening violence or disturbances unless his man, Cepeda, wins. Right now, Cepeda is number two in the runoff. They will face each other June 21st. The right of candidate, the left of center candidate, the right of center candidate, and Petro, who cannot run for re-election, making threats next door to Venezuela. Bolivia remains under siege by the Evo Morales forces. Sense that we have the same crisis this week that we had last week. Rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat. I hope to bring something besides war to the airwaves this week. I'm looking for a conversation about the edges of understanding of the cosmos. The little red dots at the end of the James Webb telescope, very close to the beginning of the Big Bang. What do they tell us about the complex generation of the first stars that turned into the first galaxies? I look forward to that. Gets off the planet. The IPO coming from Musk will be confusion in the markets. It's been confusion the last several days. I don't summarize it. I just know that I think the public's being oversold and that the wealth transfer into the hands of the well-to-do is imminent. If you want to pay $185 for a share, and knowing that it's probably not worth half that, have at it. It's a collector's item. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
In the next Rare Well Done, the Thrive team helps two people with CIDP tackle the tricky issue of friendship.
Hello.
They say the quiet part out loud.
In the event my CIDP worsens, my friends might decide it's too much.
Get nudged outside their comfort zone.
I don't know if I want to.
To forge stronger connections.
The best thing that's ever happened to me, our friendship.
To Rory.
Watch Rory and Michelle take on the friendship factor on the next episode of Rare Well Done.
Siempre quiero que mi carro dure más y corra suave, sin estrés, sin rollos. Por eso uso Seafoam Motor Treatment. Es bien fácil de usar. Lo echas en el tanque de gasolina y listo. Sin herramientas, sin esperar. Seafoam ayuda a que el motor funcione más suave y dure más tiempo. Y sirve para lo que manejes. Carro, troca, tractor, gasolina o diésel. ¿Tiene motor? Seafoam te respalda. Millones de conductores lo usan todos los días para mantener su motor fuerte. Agarra tu lata hoy en tu tienda de autopartes favorita. Seafoam. Échalo y enciende el poder.